Bobby T doesn't like that. The running back coach, he's old school, man. I'd rather just give the ball to a fan and just walk back to the sideline, man. I'm good. I want to keep my job.
Yeah, that's a guy who I think will keep his job. Three touchdowns in a game will do that. The voice, of course, of Darrell Young, Redskins fullback. Guy who used to be a linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a linebacker crossing the goal line for you. You know it's a good day. Rob Whitwork here with you alongside George Wallace. He is the Redskins beat reporter. Heck of a game.
You could say that.
Yeah.
You could say that. It changed a very quickly, at a blink of an eye, as they like to say, as the kids like to say these days. I mean, I thought the game was over for sure if San Diego runs the football more than once.
Sure.
With 21 seconds left and a first and goal on the 6-inch line, ball game over.
Right.
And then we're talking about how the defense blew a 10-point lead. The offense couldn't convert on 3rd and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams starting, allowing yourself to start at the 1-yard line, back-to-back possessions. 2 blocked field goals. Granted, one was a 59-yarder, but still.
Right.
But we're not. We're talking about a 10-play drive in overtime and a touchdown and DY with 5 carries, 12 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's not bad for the stat sheet.
No, it's not bad at all. And it's a little disproportionate, obviously, because of the lack of yardage. But you remember the last time that happened? Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
3 rushing touchdowns, only 1 rushing yard.
There you go.
Against the Raiders in Week 1 of 2004.
Darrell, he'll take this because, and a lot of the guys, they always praise him for all the blocking and the hard work he does up front. And to reward him like that, guys were happy for him after the game.
Yeah, and that's what they need to do. I can't tell you how many times I was shouting at the monitor because I'm a professional and I take my emotions completely out of it.
Out of it.
So when I'm watching this game, I'm yelling, this is what they need to do each and every week. A steady dose of Alfred Morris. Season highs in carries, yards, gets in the end zone in impressive fashion on one of those 4 rushing touchdowns on the day. But the third quarter, I would submit to you, is where they won this game. They had the ball over 12 minutes.
How about that?
Of the third quarter. I mean, that game, it's ironic that it went to overtime because the game was going by so quickly. The first quarter went by really fast.
First quarter was in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Third quarter went by really quick because the Redskins basically had the ball the entire quarter. So that's what they need to do. Ball control offense. 40 minutes they had the ball in this game. 40 minutes.
That's why on 3rd and 3, late in the game, I would have run the football. And you know what? Even if you don't get it, I'll take my chances with Alfred Morris than throwing the ball what they did. You force San Diego to call a timeout, or the clock keeps running.
Right.
Even if you don't get it. So that I still had an issue with. And losing the 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go.
That's huge.
San Diego went right down the field.
Give
David Amerson credit for pushing Woodhead out of bounds late. But, they were picking on Amerson in that drive. Keenan Allen, what a player.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't cover him.
Amerson's childhood buddy, and he got the better of him.
Yes.
I mean, that was probably a key moment right there in the fourth quarter where he gets that interception around
huge.
His friend. So that puts the Redskins now at the midway point of the season. We won't delve too much into the whole midseason thing, but the midway point of the year, they're 3-5. And ironically, even though they're right on pace for 6-10, they're still in the thick of things in the NFC.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a game and a half back of Dallas. And if the Vikings, the Redskins' next opponent, actually holds on to a late lead, then, the Redskins are possibly playing for first place this week.
It's unbelievable. And when they showed the Romo fourth quarter interception on the video board at the game yesterday, the fourth quarter, and the place went nuts because it was Romo, of course, throwing interception. But he comes back and they end up winning the game. But, the Vikings, the team's... Leslie Frazier said he's staying with Christian Ponder for Thursday against the Redskins. It is a short week. The Redskins do have to travel.
Yep.
But, you say turning points, and we've heard that for so many times on so many different plays. But guys, yesterday, talking about that goal line stand, call it what you want. Okay, the Chargers blew it. Yes.
Yeah.
Redskins get lucky in that situation. But
bad play calling.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
They held them on 3 downs, game over, and they go down and score. So maybe that is something they needed, and you can look back on this at the end of the year and say, you know what, that was the turning point. That was something that lit a fire under these guys.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, just like you mentioned with Darrell Young being, that was an emotional lift, seeing a guy who does all of the dirty work and does all the blocking and the things that maybe don't show up in the stat sheet, getting an opportunity to do some things that do get him on the stat sheet. Anybody who started him in fantasy is both really misguided and really fortunate today. So
and a guy named Nick Foles, too, by the way, but that's another story.
Yeah. I wish I'd have started him personally. But
94 points in our fantasy league here at the...
really?
In WTOP. 94 points.
Boy, you guys must be just giving away points just for showing up.
Peyton Manning at 93 in his 7 touchdown performance in week 1. Foles beat that yesterday. But anyway.
Wow. Wow. We also give you fantasy advice here, too, by the way. But no, that's an emotional lift right there where DY gets in the end zone three times. It's an emotional lift where you get the ball, you get the coin flip, you know, to start overtime, right. And then you march the ball. And I said it as soon as they won the toss. I said, they need to get a touchdown here. Don't settle for three, none of that stuff, because if you don't get in the end zone here and you give the ball back to the Chargers, they're going to win this
sure.
game, period.
Yep.
So they did what they had to do to end that game.
Because the Chargers were kind of deflated at that point because they didn't get in on first and goal from the one.
Right.
So you had to take advantage of it. And that's where I actually give the Redskins credit, because they could have easily folded two, being down 10, I mean, giving up that 10-point lead and say, oh my gosh, here we go again, going to overtime, we're going to blow it. But they didn't. They put a nice drive together and they won the game.
And now they go into Minnesota playing a team, one of the few teams that has a worse record than they
right.
do, at now 1-7. But they are still a pretty dangerous team. I mean, they still
Rudolph
have some...
is out, though. He broke his foot yesterday.
And yeah, and we saw that injury. I had a feeling he wasn't going to make this, especially not on the quick turnaround. But Adrian Peterson is still in the lineup.
He can play.
He can play a little bit. They do have a little bit of speed at receiver. Cordero, I believe is how you say his name, Cordero Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a threat. Special teams an issue for the Redskins. This is a guy who just ran a kickoff 109 yards a couple of weeks ago. So there's still some things.
Issue.
Yeah, there's still some things to worry about. Although this was a little promising. I was reading about some huge question marks that were being offered up post-game by the players with regard to the defensive game plan against Dallas, because they were dropping linemen back in coverage on that big drive.
Late.
And where Romo marched them down, got them in the end zone, and then they lose the game. And I think the defensive players are just standing around saying, what the heck are we doing? So if there's any sort of turmoil and ill will or negative vibes going into this game, that only plays to the Redskins' advantage, even though they're on the road.
Absolutely. No question about it. And you have to think that this team now has found a little bit of an identity, what they did yesterday, and they can kind of take it forward. So we'll see what happens Thursday.
They're going to have to really continue.
Yeah, you have to keep winning. I mean, these next two games, you have to win. I mean, I didn't say must win, but they're a great opportunity to win going into that Monday night game against the Niners.
Right. And you're going to want to build up as many games in the coffers as possible playing that team, because they're very physical, and I don't know that the Redskins can match them with respect to that. But like you said, I mean, the Vikings, that's a great matchup for them in Philly. I mean, those are winnable games.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Foles has another seven
Which
touchdown
don't
game.
Count on.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's got those laying around. I think his deal with the devil has been made. Yeah, very, very Kurt Warner-esque, we'll say that. But at any rate, the Redskins hitting the road to play the Vikings.
They're going
to
win, by the way.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
What's the score?
I don't know about that. I mean, it's still early in the week, and you know, we're just going to tell you that they're going to win. I can't give you a score yet. I haven't broken down film yet. I haven't gone over it.
Okay.
But they're going to win.
I broke down film.
Okay.
Not of the game, but I did break down some film. I'm going to say Redskins win 24-21.
By three?
Yep.
All right.
I was right this week. Oh, no, I wasn't. Never mind.
I was right this week. I said touchdown. They won by six. But if they had kicked that extra point overtime, I'd have been right.
But they don't do that. They don't do that, Donovan McNabb.
No,
they don't do that.
And I also didn't say it was going overtime, so that's all right, too.
There you have it. Well, we will talk to you Friday, hopefully after another Redskins win. Rob Woodfork here. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap every Tuesday. And George Wallace, he's here all day, every day, giving you all you need that is Redskins related. We'll talk to you guys on Friday.